I knew a lot of musicians, and we had a gig in Brooklyn. And I used to use Sunrise station wagons to transfer the people's drums and whatnot. And I had a piano player. He was always bugging me for more money, more money, more money. And one time when I told him Sunrise was in the car, he just ran out. He ran out the house. He's ready to work for anything, you know. So we did the job. I met Sunrise, really. I met him for the first time that night, you know. And, you know, I was, of course...
this would be, what, about 17, 18 years ago?
Yeah, probably around there, you know.
Late 60s.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then how did you become more involved?
Well, I don't know. I just, you know, I guess it was just a natural thing. I just, you know, I quit my job and I went with him. And, you know, I traveled throughout part of the world with him. And, you know, it's been a great experience and everything. And, you know, he's definitely not an ordinary person, you know. And, you know, I mean, his ideas, you know, sometimes he was writing 3-4 songs a day, you know. So, like the question you asked her, how did she get in there? You never know. Plus, he's always out. He buys sheet music, you know. He appreciates other people's music and his own music, too, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. I think you have the only new, what a great joke God has played upon humanity. Yes, he's placed me in the midst of them for vague purpose, so vague and yet so great that I don't know where it is myself. I don't know where this purpose lies hidden, but it's there. There's a fire that's burning within me to let me know. Yes, it's there. And my mind searches for it, and my heart searches for it, and I look, and I think, yes, here it is. Then it's gone. It's like a mist. Then it's like a sunset. It's like a sunrise. It's like a universe. It lies there. And yet I walk among people all along, not knowing, and the people not knowing. And then I think, I say, what a great joke I am. And yet, strangely enough, I look at people sometime, and I hate them. I look at them, and I hate them. I don't want to destroy them. I don't want to harm them. But I hate them because I know that I'm part of them, that I'm here for them, that I belong to them. And that's why I hate them. Because you see, if I didn't belong to them, if I wasn't placed here for them, I would be a free spirit. But I can't be free as long as I haven't served my purpose. I can't be free as long as I can't give to people what I have to give to them. Yes, I'm more free than most men. I'm more free than most spirits. But yet I'm chained. You see, it's a great joke on me, too. Then again, I look at people, and I love them. I love them so very much until I turn my head in shame. I want to touch them with my fingertips and erase the frown from their face. I want to touch them with my mind and erase every care and every sorrow away. I want to touch them with my mind and open their mind's eye and let them see the things that I know and feel. I want to do that because I love them. Then I look at them. Then I hate them again. I hate them because I love them so much. I don't know. I don't know where hate begins and love ends. I don't know where love ends and hate begins. I don't know any of those things. All I know is I'm a great joke. I'm the biggest joke that's ever been played upon the world. And people think, they think that God has